Virginia 23255. The just shall live by faith. If you don't live by faith, you're going to live by fear. And it's going to cut your life short. Only God knows that.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Trevor Loudon. And Trevor, as you'll tell from his accent, comes from New Zealand. He's certainly on a speaking tour here in the United States, trying to awaken the American people to the very real danger that we face in this country from the Marxist and communist infiltration at the highest levels of our government. And there is a great deal of truth in what he says. Now, Trevor, thank you very much for being with us this evening. Trevor, are you there?
I said I didn't realize I had an answer.
All right, go right ahead, Trevor. Are you there?
Yeah, let me do it.
All right, you're going to have, let's see, we don't seem to have a good line. Just go ahead and speak up, and we may have to call you back. Trevor Loudon? Trevor, are you all right? Are you there? We've turned Trevor all the way up. Trevor, are you there? Well, Trevor, can you hear me? I'm going to ask our producer to get, let's see if we can get him back again. Oh, we seem to have lost him. Okay, fine. Anyway, our producer is trying to get him on again, and hopefully we'll be able to find out what's going on. But anyway, Trevor Loudon really had a fascinating conversation with him this morning, and suddenly he says did a great deal of research going into the background of this philosophy of communism and socialism, which is the antithesis of certainly of what America stands for. Basically, when the people created the United States, they understood all about socialism and communism. I mean, they may have called it by that, but they certainly knew the history of mankind, going back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome. And basically, they knew that democracy doesn't work. And basically, of course, you can go read what Plato had said almost 2,500 years ago. He said democracies are temporary forms of government. They always end up in dictatorship. And I'm going to ask if my producer can tell me what's going on. So we then are we going to call Trevor back, or what are we going to do to so we can find out what's going on? We'll try once again here. Trevor, are you there?
I'm there, Stan. Can you hear me?
Oh, I certainly can. Good to have you with us. Okay, fine. Well, I was just telling our listeners that basically, of course, our founding fathers, the people who created America, knew that democracies didn't work. Why? Because people would always tend to vote for people who promises to give them something for nothing. And so they basically limited the power of the government so that the people could never vote themselves into tyranny. But there's always been a small group of people who wanted to establish a dictatorship in America, and they've pretty well along that way. Today, America is bankrupt morally, financially, and basically, of course, we have a government that can provide for us from the cradle to the grave. And the only thing wrong with this socialism is we have no money for it. Cindy, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money to spend. That's what we've done. We have a massive debt that will never be paid off, and America's on a one-way track to destruction unless. Trevor, you pick up the story.
Yeah, look, I can't agree more, Stan. it's been the march of history, hasn't it? You know, small bursts of freedom amongst the long march of tyranny, and every now and then the people make a breakthrough and establish a constitution or the Magna Carta or the 1688 Bill of Rights, and progress is made. And then generations just fritter it away again. We have to do it all over again. So, you know, hopefully we'll get it right this time.
Hold that thought. Well, our guest is Trevor Loudon. He's here from New Zealand. He's on a speaking tour, and we're lucky to have him with us tonight. We'll be back in just a moment with Trevor as we explore what's really going on.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Trevor simply saying that people suddenly always tend to, you know, when things get prosperous and doing well, they begin to forget about these concepts of freedom, and that's what's really happened in America. Everybody's leading the good life, and people have forgotten that certainly freedom is never free. People have to be involved, and we're rapidly losing our freedom. America has lost its moral and financial foundation. Trevor, you pick up the story, because Trevor's here from New Zealand to try to awaken the American people to the very real threat that we face today. Trevor, go right ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm dealing with specifically is the takeover of United. Oh, I've got a new book on the market called The Enemies Within: Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And the basic thesis of the book is that since the 1990s, the Marxists retook the AFL-CIO. They took the union movement, and that allowed them to gain control of the U.S. Democratic Party. They purged all the moderates. They purged the centrists. Now the Democrats are basically a socialist-controlled party run by the Marxists and the communists. and they are dictating the policies that rule the lives of 300 million Americans. A tiny, tiny groups of Marxists are basically dictating policy in the country. And because most, the bulk of the American populace has gone to sleep and has been dumbed down by a very poor education system over the last 40 years, very few people understand what's actually happening, which is making the work of the hardcore radicals, you know, much easier than it should be. And it's only really the growth of the Tea Party movement and the conservative fight back that's come over the last 4 or 5 years that has offered any hope of turning this around. Because if we fail now, that, you know, and the Democrats win again, they will basically institute a one-party state. And I can explain how they would do that.
I certainly share your concern. I think that people have to understand, though, that there are people within the Republican Party who are going right along with the people in the Democrat Party. Both parties seem to favor this whole idea of world government. Both parties seem to favor big government. The Republicans just don't want it quite as big and or as rapidly as the Democrats do, but the leadership of both political parties is going along with the same agenda, but they want to give the American people the idea that we have a two-party system. I think we have a one-party system with two branches, because I think there is a subversive effort to take over and control both political parties, and they really do that. Look and see what we're doing. They're coming up with a new budget of $3.9 trillion. Where does the money come from? Well, they tell us we're only going to have about a half a trillion dollar deficit, and they're lying. We're going to have a trillion dollar deficit or more, and you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. Trevor, go right ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying, and you're quite right in a lot of it, that both the Republican Party and the Democrats have been co-opted. The Democrats are now totally under the control of the left, because the unions have unions and the Council on Foreign Relations people, etc., and the Institute for Policy Studies and organisations like that, and the Soros Group totally has controlled the Democratic Party. They also control a large chunk of the Republican Party, but I do not go along with the idea that both parties are equal. You know, I'd say there's about a third of the Republican Party who are still fighting, who are still patriotic, and still want to take the country back. There's a third who are progressives and rhinos. There's a third who just go along to get along. And there's a third who really do want to turn things around.
I would certainly agree with exactly what you're saying. We do have some excellent patriotic people in Congress. We just don't have enough of them to go right ahead.
No, we don't. And the survival of America depends on getting more of them in there. If we had another 10 or 15 Ted Cruz's and Rand Paul's and Mike Lee's in the Senate, and another 10 or 15 Trey Gowdy's and Michelle Bachmann types and Jim Bridenstine, et cetera, in the House, it could change the whole direction of this country. So there really is still a chance to turn things around. Now, if the Democrats get back in again, what they're going to do is legalize the 12 or 20 or 30 million illegal immigrants in the country. And they know that 80% of those immigrants, at least, probably more like 90%, will vote Democrat. That will give them at least 8 to 10 million more votes, which will make it impossible for the Republicans to ever win another presidential election. It cannot be done, you know, because they'll take Texas. Texas will go Democrat. You take the Electoral College votes from Texas and combine those, your second most populous state, and combine those with those of California, which they've already got through the immigration scam, and you will. It'll make it, the combined total of those makes it mathematically impossible for the Republicans to ever win again, ever. So then you have a one-party state from that point, controlled by Soros, controlled by the unions, controlled by the Marxists. And the country won't be like France or Germany. It'll be like Venezuela very quickly, and Cuba not long after. So really the battle for liberty right now depends on who wins out in the Republican Party, whether the old guard progressives win, or the insurgents like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Mike Lee. If the good guys win, the country still has a chance.
I share your concern very strongly. Well, our telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Trevor Loudon. Trevor, how did you get involved in this battle, and how long have you been at it? And what have you really found that you think is vitally important and important enough for you to write a book about?
Well, I've been involved in politics since my early 20s, and I was mainly started out as a libertarian, as a free marketer, as a constitutional, a person who believes in the Constitution and free markets and small government and the rule of law, all the things that really made your country special. But I only really got interested in the communism thing in the mid-1980s because in 1984, New Zealand elected a socialist Labour government, and one of the first things they did was to ban nuclear warships from our harbours. Now, that destroyed, because you guys were the only people sending nuclear warships into our harbours, that destroyed the Australia-New Zealand-United States military alliance and just killed its stone cold dead. Now, the story of this is interesting because I interviewed a New Zealander after this who had infiltrated the New Zealand Communist Party for our security services. He was a government spy inside the communists. In 1983, he was sent to Moscow to train at the Lenin's Institute, a school of 6,000 students, the training academy for the world's communist leadership. And while he was there, the New Zealand anti-nuclear program was planned and plotted and organized from Moscow. They worked out exactly how they were going to do it, how they were going to use their friends in the New Zealand Labour Union and the New Zealand Labour Party and the peace movement to basically scam New Zealanders into supporting a Moscow policy. They did this. They did it very quickly, very efficiently, and hardly a New Zealander knew what was going on. Our anti-nuclear stand, which many New Zealanders are still very proud of today, was completely planned by the KGB in Moscow. So what this guy told me is the big secret of communism is the ability of a tiny Marxist-Leninist party to take Moscow or Beijing or Havana's policies back to their own country, and by using the unions and the peace movement and even the churches to turn those foreign communist policies into the policies of their own country. You know, so basically, things like Obamacare, comprehensive immigration reform, cap and trade, green jobs, all of these Democrat policies can be traced back to the American Communist Party. And it was while I was doing that, researching all of that, I discovered the ties between Obama and Frank Marshall Davis, the Hawaiian communist. And I started blogging on that and writing on that. My work got picked up. I started writing books. And I started getting invited to speak all over the United States. So that's really, in a nutshell, how I got interested in this particular subject.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the relationship between Barack Hussein Obama and Franklin Marshall Davis, because I think it's vitally important. Davis was one of the most important communists, certainly, in the Hawaiian Islands, probably one of the most important communists in our nation. And he had a disciple. And when you pick up the story.
Yeah, well, look, Frank Marshall Davis joined the Communist Party in the 1940s in Chicago. He was a black guy. He was a poet, a journalist, a writer, and he was part of the Chicago left, you know, the left art scene, which was very big in Chicago at the time. So in 1948, he moved out to Hawaii because the communists were sending a lot of people out to Hawaii at the time because they wanted people to spy on Pearl Harbor and agitate to get Pearl Harbor out of Hawaii. That was done on Stalin's orders. He wanted to get rid of Pearl Harbor. But anyway, Frank Marshall Davis was out there. He eventually met up with the Dunham family, became best friends with the Obama's grandfather, and the grandfather thought Obama needed a mentor, a black role model. So he introduced him to Frank Marshall Davis. They used to go around to his place and smoke dope together and drink whiskey and tell dirty jokes. And this went on for years and years and years. And Frank became a mentor to Mr. Obama, a political mentor, a hardcore Communist Party member. He was on the FBI security index, meaning that if war ever erupted with the Soviet Union, Frank Marshall Davis could have been arrested that very day. That's how dangerous he was regarded. And he was the mentor over 7 or 8 years to your future president from about the age of 10 to about the age of 18. You know, and that's the significance of him. But as the other interesting point is that both Valerie Jarrett, the Obama's closest advisor in the White House, and David Axelrod, the man who got Obama elected, can also trace their political lineage back to ties with Frank Marshall Davis and the Chicago Communist Party.
Well,
all three of them have common roots.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Trevor. He's on the front lines of this battle. He has fascinating information. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Trevor Loudon, and he's simply talking about David Axelrod. And is it the Lady Davis? Is that her name? Who's the woman in the White House? So it was
Valerie Jarrett.
Valerie Jarrett. And basically the background of these people who have strong ties to the Communist Party, who are working in the White House today, along with Barack Hussein Obama. Trevor is pointing out that the media has concealed this from the American people. They did everything they could to discredit Romney when he was running and Sarah Palin when she was running. And they find out all sorts of details about everybody else. But they've concealed the communist, hardcore communist affiliations of Barack Hussein Obama. And the question is, why is it? Well, it's because we have infiltrated the media. The media is thoroughly infiltrated by people who have a different agenda. And the people in the media, and I know them, I've been told by people in the media that if they tell the truth, they'll lose their jobs. I've been told that by people in talk radio, by people in television, by people who write books, by people who write newspaper articles, that even a newspaper publisher told me that if he put down the truth, why, he'd lose his job, he'd lose his newspaper. Now, before we go on, Trevor, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your book, how they can find out about your speaking schedule, and if they're suddenly going to be an area where you are going to be talking, how they can come and listen to you. And again, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can people get in touch with you, get to your website, get your information?
Okay, my daily blog is trevorloudon.com. The trevorloudon.com, it's just Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N, and on there you can get my contact details, my email, etc., to contact me personally. Also, there is a icon at the top right-hand corner where you can go to our Pacific Freedom Foundation and order both of my books online through there. So that's pacificfreedomfoundation.org. I also have another website. It's called KeyWiki, K-E-Y-W-I-K-I. Key as in what you turn a lock with, wiki. And that's a website containing 64,000 files profiling American leftists, radicals, progressives, right from people like Chuck Hagel, the Minister of Defense, and Dick Lugar, right through to Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, George Soros, most of your senators, most of your congressmen, a large number of your congressmen, city councillors, right down to the street level communists and radicals, you know, the Proteus marches and anarchists. So there's 64,000 profiles in there of subversive individuals and organizations in the United States.
Let me just repeat that. 64,000 files. 64,000 files. How, once again, can people get to that?
Just Google KeyWiki, K-E-Y-W-I-K-I. You bring up the face page. There's a little box on the side. You just type in a name, you know, Barack Obama or Valerie Jarrett or George Soros or Tom Harkin or Barbara Lee or John Conyers or whoever you want. You type in the name, you click the button, and it will take you to their page. And those pages have lots of links that go off them to other radicals as well. So you get a good picture of just who's who in the communist left in the United States.
And I think it's vitally important people understand the information is there. You need to know how to get it. And then you need to get it out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not involved, who will be? And certainly if we lose our freedom, do you honestly think we'll ever get it back? We've already been taken over. I will tell you, I've been at this for 50 years. I can tell you that basically they control this country rigidly, and basically they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government. Once, of course, everything is in place, they will simply remove our freedom, establish a dictatorship. They killed, in my estimation, the people at the Twin Towers that day. All you need to do is watch Building 7 come down. They did that so they could justify simply implementing their dictatorial controls, in the name of protecting us from the terrible terrorists who are going to take away our freedom. That's why, of course, we have to have a police state in America to protect. protect us from those terrible terrorists, and it's all a lie, but everything is in place for the loss of all freedom, but for the time being, we still can speak out, we still can get information. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and suddenly our guest is Trevor Loudon, and of course, KeyWiki, KeyWiki.org, KeyWiki.org, and then TrevorLoudon.com, and the PacificFreedomFoundation.org. These are all important. I think you'll want to get his information. You'll certainly want to get access to that 64,000 references, and you'll want to start getting the information and then help Trevor get the information out. We do have Anne, and we'll be back with her in a moment. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds
Hi, this is George Meyer. Most of you now know why Miracle Seed products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Trevor Loudon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Suddenly we have Ann calling from New Mexico, who's asking about this Shanghai Cooperative Organization, and basically it's simply a subversive organization that involves many of the major countries in the world. We're talking about communist China and Russia and Belarus and all of the suddenly satellite there organizations going along with Iran and and Venezuela and North Korea and others, and certainly there, are combining their military and financial strength to defeat America. And what's America doing? Why under the guise certainly of economic, getting our economic house in order, we are unilaterally disarming. We're cutting our Navy back to the point where it was in 1941. We're certainly cutting our military back to where it was before the beginning of the Second World War. And basically, why we are intentionally weakening the United States in face of this growing threat. In fact, China just increased its defense budget 12% this coming year. And what are we doing? We're dramatically cutting back on our defense. So basically, because this organization, subversive organization, intent upon organizing all the people throughout the world to destroy America. And of course, Anne's second question is, what can we do about it? What can the average American who hears your story, Trevor, do to get the information out and to reverse the disastrous, almost suicidal, the pathway that America is following today? Well, how would you answer that?
Well, it's not a one-shot answer. You know, I'll say, like, you have a big conservative base, you've got a big patriotic base in America right now. You've got more people who understand the Constitution and liberty and American and the Bill of Rights and states' rights and all the things that make your country exceptional than at any time in the past. You have a bunch of leaders out there right now who know what it takes to turn their country around and want to do it. You know, you've got people like the Rand Pauls and the Mike Lees and the Ted Cruzes, the Sarah Palins, John Boltons, Dr. Ben Carson. You've got a whole Mark Levin, you've got a whole bunch of people who know what's needed to change it. You've got a huge base. If I was a man like Ted Cruz, what I'd be doing is standing for president, which he's going to do. I would be getting all those people around him to form a team, to name his cabinet, put them in the cabinet, to unite all the elements of your base, the libertarians, the social conservatives, the fiscal conservatives, the moderates, the people, the Republicans who stayed home last time, the evangelical Christians. Go to all of those people and give them something. I'd go right now, if I was Ted Cruz, I'd be going to those groups right now and say, look, you vote for me this time, guys. I'm going to make Alan West my vice president. Rand Paul will be Secretary of the Treasury, and he can do whatever he wants to the IRS and the Federal Reserve, carte blanche. Sarah Palin is going to be Secretary of Energy, and you're going to drill, baby, drill all over this country. Keystone Pipeline, drill in your backyard if you want to. $2 a gallon gas for every American family. Mike Lee, Secretary of the Interior, free the federal lands up to the people. Let people mine and drill and farm the federal lands. Scott Walker, Secretary of Labor, right to work all over. Someone like Herman Cain, Secretary of Defense, deregulate, deregulate, deregulate. John Bolton, Secretary of State, you know, build the bridges with your allies, tell your enemies to get lost. Ambassador to the United Nations, nobody. You know, Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Attorney General Mark Levin. And for the Christians who don't care about politics, but they do care about the education of their children, you say, vote for me this time. I'll make David Barton Secretary of Education. Common Core's gone. The Department of Education's gone. Devolve all education back to the states and the counties and the charter schools and the churches and the homeschooling movement. You know, give everybody a stake in the race. Get all those people in positions of power and then gut the federal government and restore your constitution. You could reverse the trends in this country in a very short time if you got the leaders together with the base.
All right, Ann, does that answer your question?
Well, what would the media do with that?
The media would attack it viciously because the media is controlled. That's why we need the alternative media. Yes, but what are you doing to support the alternative media, Ann?
Exactly. Well, that's a good point. Good point. But you think about it. Right now, the media attacks Sarah Palin or they attack Mitt Romney because we put all our eggs in one basket. But you try, they can take down one person, but you try attacking a team of 14 or 15 Rottweilers, all on a team, all united as United Front, who don't take any crap from anybody. You try attacking that and see how far the media gets. You have to do what Ronald Reagan did, bypass the media and go straight to the people. And a team like that, crisscrossing the country, campaigning together, would bypass the media entirely. They wouldn't know how to cope with it.
And I will tell you, I have a program, but I'm not going to put it out on the television or radio at the present time. But you just keep listening, and we will tell you down the line what you can do to counter the media. And we're going to be able to counter them. Okay? Anything else you want to say?
Terrific. No, just great. Thanks so much, Trevor.
I just want to add one thing. You know, America didn't have a founding father. It didn't just have George Washington. It had founding fathers. It had a whole team of people. It had Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and Samuel Adams. It had a whole team. You know, America now needs a whole team to take the country back for a second American Revolution. And you can only have that whole team if the people get into the GOP and force the GOP to give them their candidate.
Amen.
Just like the people did in 1980 to force the GOP to give them Reagan. The GOP didn't want Reagan. The people forced the GOP to give them Reagan. This time, we cannot allow the media or the GOP to pick our presidential candidates and the team around them. We have to be the people in charge of that.
Amen to that. Well said. Thank you so much for calling in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Trevor Loudon, and basically what he's saying is absolutely right. Now let's go to Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, tall order he's asking for there, and good luck with it. I think the American people are too lazy, selfish, and stupid yet.
But Bruce, things are going to get very bad very soon. And I'm hoping out of the crisis that I see coming that more of them are going to begin looking for the answers, and you've got to be there, not discouraged. You've got to be there encouraging them and telling them that if they don't get involved, they're going to lose their freedom. And we have enough voices like yours out there instead of saying it's doomed, with nothing we can do. We can take America back, but we have to be positive. Yes. Don't be negative, please.
Well, you think about this, you know. Back in that first American Revolution, 10% of the people supported the revolution. 3% actually fought in it. 40% supported the British, and the rest didn't care. 10% established the greatest country the world has ever seen. 10% of the population took on the greatest military empire the world had ever seen. They got chased across every state. They lost far more battles than they ever won. They were freezing and starving in the snows of Morristown and Valley Forge, and they didn't give up. And they took out the British in a surprise attack at Yorktown, and look at the country they created. Everybody knows that was a miraculous victory.
I think it was a supernatural victory, and I think you very well said. Bruce, do you have anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I support half a dozen different libertarian groups and ministries like your own.
I know you do, Bruce, and I appreciate that.
And I write letters to the editor probably about once a month when something really aggravates me in the local newspaper. And I'm always calling the local Representative Camp in Michigan, and sometimes Rogers as well. 11 and Stabenow, they're liberal Democrats. I just waste my breath with them. Sometimes I've argued with their staff. But here's the question. One other thing before I ask my question, do we have 10%?
I think we probably do have 10%.
I've spoken to more than 200 Tea Party groups around the country in 38 states. I've had audiences of 600 or 700 people in Michigan and Massachusetts and Illinois, the bluest of the blue states. There are hundreds of thousands. I would say there are several million people in this country who basically support the Tea Party, support the Constitution, support conservative values, and are willing to fight for it. You've got a bigger base today than Ronald Reagan ever had. You know, it's right there, sitting there now. You have 10%, all right. You've got 5% of the population trying to wreck this country, 10% trying to save it, and 85% in the middle who have no clue what's going on but are basically patriotic. You know, that 10% just needs to go up to 15 or 20% and you can turn the whole country around.
Okay, Bruce, what's your question?
Here's the question. You were talking there for a bit about communism, and these two questions are related. Who's the more dedicated Marxist? Obama or Putin, Hillary or Obama?
Say that again. I didn't quite get that.
Who is the more dedicated Marxist? Is it Obama or Putin? And then the second question, Hillary
well, let's
or
just
Obama?
Take, let's just take one question. That basically nobody knows for certain. That is a rhetorical question. They're all socialists. They're all dedicated to the same thing. But Putin certainly has the power. Obama has power, too. But remember, Obama is subservient to the people who put him in office. Subservient to the same people, but that's a rhetorical question that nobody can answer. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, but the point is, it's quite a valid question, away because they are all Marxists. Every single one of them are Marxists, all dedicated to the same thing to greater or lesser degree. You know, you could say that Obama is a puppet, and he certainly is. He was put in there to do a certain job. He's not the. But so was Putin. Putin was put in there by the Politburo. The real powers behind Russia to do the job, too. He's not the boss. You know, there are people behind Putin as well.
I think that's
same as there were people behind Gorbachev. You know, Gorbachev wasn't a leader. He was put in there to do a fake liberalization. He was a plant.
Same as
Obama's a plant, same as Hillary Clinton's a plant. They're only there by the grace of people higher than them.
Very well said. Anything else, Bruce?
I just got to dread Hillary's the inside track. We've got to really fight hard.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Dale calling us from Aptos, California. Hey, Dale, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. And I wanted to preface it with Dr. Sten. I had passed on Joel Gilbert that produced the documentary Dreams from My Real Father. And I didn't hear your guest mention anything about that, how compelling it is that, well, I call him Barry Davis. His father is actually Frank Marshall Davis. And have you, what's your position either on the documentary or, well, go for the...
Look, I know Joel Gilbert, and he did a very good job, very good detective work. I wasn't there at the time, so I can't absolutely verify, but I still think that the Kenyan was Obama's father. I think Frank Marshall Davis was very close to the family. I think there are some faults with the evidence that's been presented, and I could go into it at depth if I was asked to, but there is no doubt that Frank Marshall Davis was Obama's ideological father. Biologically, I don't know. I would guess not, but I don't know.
And I think, Dale, a story like that is totally non-productive. Why? Because then we spend all of our time saying, well, certainly was Frank Marshall Davis having an affair with Obama's mother or not? It doesn't matter. It is the fact that certainly Frank Marshall Davis certainly programmed Barack Obama to believe the way he did, and whether or not he's the biological father. Do you know anybody in the world who could say definitely one way or the other? And you can't, certainly. Obama looks far more like Davis than he does like, as we're told, the man is his father. But there's no way to know. And what it is, it's a great diversion. It's a wonderful diversion. We spent all of our time arguing about the wrong issues. Anything else, Dale?
I don't believe it's the wrong issue at all. I disagree. But,
okay, fine, but can you prove one way or the other?
I am not about, just like you, I am not about proving. I invite people to review the resource and for people to make up their own informed decisions.
Absolutely. I've seen it. It's very interesting. But in the final analysis, does it matter? Does it really matter?
I think Stan makes a great point. You know, ultimately, does it really matter? You know, what Obama's genetic makeup is, what matters is his political and ideological makeup. You know, we know that Frank Marshall Davis was close to the family. Yes, he could have had an affair with the mother. Who knows? But that doesn't prove That doesn't prove anything either way. You know, what does prove is that Obama was mentored by communists and has adopted communist values ever since.
I think that is the point, Dale. That is where I would certainly disagree with you. I mean, basically, it's interesting to conjecture, but in the final analysis, what is his philosophy? It's the philosophy of Frank Marshall Davis. And whether he's the biological father or not does not matter. What does matter is the fact that Obama is a dedicated Marxist. Anything else?
Well, that's the end. And we're fine to have somebody else come on. Thank
okay,
you.
Fine. Thanks for calling, Dale. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I do. A quick comment and a couple. Maybe you could comment on this. The American people, at a certain point, got complacent and allowed the establishment of the Federal Reserve and the IRS. And my question is, you know, on the root issues that the American people need to address, how are we going to gain any significant ground with the continuance of the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and also for the voice of the American people when they vote, a tallyable ballot that actually has physical ballots that can't be electronically manipulated? And I appreciate Trevor's response. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's good. Well, I just talked about in my dream team before that if I was Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz has openly come out, and he talked about at the CPAC today about abolishing the IRS. He wants to abolish the IRS. I haven't heard a presidential hopeful say that for a very long time, if ever. So what I suggest is that if he gets in to attract libertarian support, he says he will put Rand Paul as the Secretary of the Treasury and give him carte blanche to do with what he wants to the IRS and the Federal Reserve. And I don't mean just audit the Federal Reserve. I mean abolish the Federal Reserve. I don't mean just modify the IRS. I mean to abolish the IRS. You know, so you're only going to get that if you have people in with executive power to do that. And Ted Cruz has already talked about openly auditing the Federal Reserve. He's talked about abolishing the IRS. If he put someone like Rand Paul in there who wants to do those things, you would actually have a chance of doing it.
And I think
the Federal Reserve is the biggest scam that has ever been perpetrated on the American people ever. And I appreciate the damage done to your country. I really do.
And I think that that's absolutely right. I think that Trevor is absolutely right. We need to do away with the IRS. We need to do away with the income tax system. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
A whole bunch of engagements in Florida.
Hold that thought. Our guest is Trevor Loudon. You can get to his website at trevorloudon.com. That's trevorloudon.com. You want to go to the website, keywiki.org, keywiki.org, and then go to the pacificfreedomfoundation.org, pacificfreedomfoundation.org. We're just about out of time. Let's just see. Is this Joe from New Jersey?
Yeah, hi, Dr.
Hey, Joe, we're out of time,
quick question. What does he think the safety of their lives will be? Thank you.
Well, what was the question, Joe? I didn't get Joe's. Did you get the question there, Trevor?
No, I didn't.
Okay, fine. I wanted to tell Joe that we did get his book. Thank you very much for sending it, and we look forward to taking a look at it. And then, of course, all those people get appointed. Oh, suddenly, what will the safety of their lives be? Joe's suggesting that those people suddenly who wanted to do something, would they be in danger? Yes, their lives would be in danger. But, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't do anything, our lives are in danger as well. Our guest has been Trevor Loudon. God bless you, Trevor. Please keep in touch. We'd love to get you on to our other programs. And I hope I reach you through the telephone number that we have in case you want to get
You can. It's a real pleasure, Stan. Great question. You're a man who's been doing this for many, many years. Not many know more about this than you do. So it's great to be interviewed by you.
God bless. Thanks very much. And we have certainly Dale. Certainly we're going to have to not let him go. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Stan. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you're out there listening to us, we do hope that you'd give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by subscribing to our newsletter, by certainly joining the Radio Liberty family and getting either the four best tapes or CDs of the month and then taking the newsletter, or simply by donating to us. A lot of people do that. They actually get our newsletter off the internet. They listen to our programs regularly, and you can listen to them 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you can hear them at RadioLiberty.com or on radio stations. You can get our shortwave broadcast. You can get our satellite broadcast. You can get our internet broadcast. We even do it on the telephone in the afternoon if you have unlimited minutes. And so we certainly encourage you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Freedom once lost will never be regained. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the enemy has infiltrated the conservative movement, and you'll actually hear their agents calling the radio programs all across America to disrupt simply what is being said or to discredit what is being said. Understand that they've infiltrated, they've tried to infiltrate my organization. I can't think of any organization. Some of the finest organizations we have out across America, both conservative and liberal, have actually been infiltrated by government agents, or I should say agents of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. What is the Brotherhood of Darkness? Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new 4-CD set. Did Hitler Escape? Did Hitler Escape? You'll really want to get this 4-CD set because Adolf Hitler escaped, ladies and gentlemen, and you've been lied to. The media is controlled, and they've lied to the American people about what really happened to Adolf Hitler. And we carry two books. One is called Grey Wolf. That's Grey Wolf. The other is called A Hunting Hitler by our good friend Jerry Corsi. And both of those go into the background of Adolf Hitler's escape. But, of course, we do carry, Sydney, my new 4-CD set. You want to get it. You want to duplicate it. You want to get it out across America. Did Hitler escape? And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with a very, very special guest, Cheryl Hancock from Israel. She's over there. She's our representative. We'll be back in just a moment. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be those of Cheryl Hancock, who's certainly been over in the living in Jerusalem for the last 14 years. She's the Radio Liberty certainly representative over there, giving us regular reports on what's going on. And without further ado, Cheryl Hancock, so good to have you with us again.
Oh, it's good to hear you again. Yes, good to be here.
Well, tell us now what's going on. So you've been back in Israel for several months now. You did come home temporarily because your dad was going to have some surgery. And whatever happened to your dad?
He's doing great. He had the surgery, and instead of it going bad, it went well, and so all is well. Thank you, everybody, for the prayers.
I'm so glad for you. Well, tell us what's going on over in Israel. You know, we're not hearing too much today. I mean, certainly our emphasis is on what's going on in Ukraine. We don't even hear too much about what's going on in Syria, where we've killed about 140,000 people. We've killed 140,000 innocent civilians, certainly hundreds of thousands. Thousands are starving. Millions have been driven from their homes. And the American intelligence agencies are funding the professional terrorists. We're importing them from all over the world. We're training them. We're arming them. We're financing them. And they're killing there. Suddenly, if they weren't there, why suddenly all those civilians wouldn't be dead? And who in America really cares? Well, I will tell you that I believe God does bring judgment upon nations that turn against him. And I believe the American people are responsible for what's going on in Syria. And, of course, what is going to be happening to Israel in the not-too-distant future. And I believe God's going to bring judgment on America. I do with all my heart. And certainly, but tell us what's going on as far as Israel is concerned. And what do you hear about what's going on in Syria?
Wow, there's so much going on right now. I don't know what comes out in the news over there in America, but, of course, Netanyahu was in America for the peace talks, talking to Obama, talking to Kerry, and trying to hash things out. He was talking to AIPAC, which is the main Jewish group over there in America, and so there's a lot of controversy about that. We can talk about that later, but now...
We want to hear it all. You go right ahead.
Well, the main thing on the plate right now is that Israel... stopped a ship that was coming from Iran that was full of missiles heading towards Gaza Strip. And these missiles are long-range missiles which could hit Jerusalem. And this was such an important find. Intelligence was tracking the ship. The weapons began in Syria. So as far as Syria destroying their chemical weapons and all this, it's not happening yet. There was an article in the paper this morning. It's 7 o'clock in the morning here, so I was on the Internet just looking at what's new overnight. Syria has not destroyed their weapons as they said they would. They're way behind deadline, yet they shipped, they put missiles on an airplane. They sent them to Iran. Iran put them on a boat. They were in cement bags, so they were covered by cement. The people on the boat, the crew on the boat, didn't even know they were there. They had all their cargo on it. The ship went by Iraq. So Iraq knew about it and came to the Red Sea. It was headed towards Sudan, where they were going to take it over by land, the missiles, through the tunnels in Egypt, over to Hamas, which means Hamas would have had the capability of killing Israelis, even up to Jerusalem, Haifa, Tel Aviv, everywhere.
Well, now, basically, were there any chemical weapons? It's just primarily missiles with explosive warheads. Do we know?
Well, these were... So far, they said they found missiles, dozens of 302s, which have the range of 200 kilometers. And, of course, we're in that range in Jerusalem.
Okay, fine. But certainly, as far as we know, there were no chemical warheads on theirs.
As far as we know, the reports are still coming in.
Okay, fine. Well, see, this is the sort of thing that's going on. But here, we're not simply emphasizing this, but Israel is still on the front lines of this battle. This battle simply was aimed at trying to destroy God's holy land. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Sherrill is talking to Sydney about what they've recently uncovered. They found that Syria had a number of very sophisticated missiles. They put them onto a plane. They threw them to Iran. Then Iran put them on a boat, took them. They were going to take them to Sudan. And basically, these missiles, very sophisticated missiles, were then going to be transferred over land and then by tunnel into Gaza so they could be fired on Israel rather than fire them directly from Syria. They were going to go ahead and fire them from Israel. Now, why would Syria be doing that? Why? Because Israel is funding the Islamic radicals that are trying to overthrow the government of Assad. And so basically, Assad and Israel lived in peace for a long period of time. Now Israel is funding the radical Islamists who are being brought in from all over trying to overthrow the Assad's government. And so rather than attack Israel directly, who is financing his enemies, Assad simply sent the missiles to Iran that's going to send them. But fortunately, they were intercepted because, of course, these missiles would do a great deal of harm to Israel. And why in heaven's name Israel is backing the terrorists, the radical Islamic terrorists who are trying to overthrow the government there in Syria, doesn't make any sense. But then so much of what's going on there doesn't make any sense. Now, what are there any other things that are going on at the present time that we should know about? Sure.
Yeah, at the same time, just this last week, you know that Hezbollah, which is also Shiite country, who is on the side of the regime in Syria, Shiite, went over to Syria, and they fired missiles into Israel. So Israel had two rockets that hit. Thank God no one was killed or hurt. And then two more attempts to plant missiles and fire them into Israel were thwarted by the IDF, Israel Defense Force. So now they're getting it from the Syrian border by Hezbollah. Hezbollah normally is in southern Lebanon, which is the northern border, and they have to watch that northern border because they have fired from the northern border also. Then they have to watch the southern border, which is the Gaza Strip, and keep their eye on any ships or anything trying to get to Gaza. That's why there's this so-called blockade on Gaza. Israel will let ships come in, but not the ones that have any kind of things for building missiles. They can make their own missiles, rockets, in Gaza because the equipment was sent into them by Iran already. So, but they don't want sophisticated missiles in there because if those go in, they can guide them and hit synagogues, schools, fire them all the way to Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, hit very vast population centers. And this is their goal of Hamas. So Israel being actually hit from all sides right now. Israel's on high alert. They have troops on the north. And I just talked to Ari, a friend that you know, and we were talking about how the Israelis live. They cannot dwell on the attacks. They cannot dwell after someone blows up a store or a bus or a home. They don't dwell on it. They try to fix it as soon as possible and get it looking back to normal and go on with life. This is their way of life, and they've learned to live with it. If they dwell on it and they have shed a lot of tears and they show it on television over and over, like in America, the Muslim world, they celebrate and they like to see the terrorism being effective and the people being terrorized. So they don't allow themselves to be terrorized. They go on with their day, and they are prepared as they go on with their day, well, based in the back of their mind.
Now, my understanding is that basically there are somewhere between 160 and 200,000 missiles, sophisticated missiles, in Lebanon today aimed at Israel. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, actually, Netanyahu himself said that this was a few weeks ago, that 170,000 missiles were pointed at Israel. And, you know, there's missiles pointed from Saudi Arabia, too, in case there's a problem between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Of course, there's no problem now. But Israel does have missiles pointed at it from different areas. But from Lebanon, that is huge. And right now, Lebanon, the Hezbollah, is actually worried about Syria. You know, they're trying to help Syria, help the regime overcome the rebels. So they don't have time to concentrate on both Israel and helping Syria right now. But it's going to come in the future, and Israel knows it. Well, actually, there was a convoy of weapons, chemical weapons, going from Syria to Hezbollah just last week, and Israel fired on it, stopping that convoy. So this was the retaliation. Those missiles that came in last week were a retaliation for Israel stopping that convoy of shipment of missiles. Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, Sydney, what is happening as far as the average Palestinians? Because I know you live with or you work with a lot of the Palestinians. Are most of the Palestinians really anti-Israel? Or are they simply being dragged along? In other words, is it the leaders of the Palestinians that are the anti-Israel and they're exploiting this? Or is it the average Palestinian hates the Israelis?
Well, you have two different groups of people, and this week, and I'll tell you about the guys that I work with. There are people that really care about people in general, that don't want to see death, that don't want to see Israelis die, women and children being killed. They don't want war. They want their children to have education, grow up, make something of their lives, and they don't like what's going on. So a lot of these people, if they find out about an attack on Israel, they will give that information to an IDF soldier or somebody in Israel so that they can stop the attack. Once they do that, the attack stops, they're considered a collaborator with the enemy Israel by the Palestinian Authority. They're hunted down, and many times they're killed. They're drugged behind cars until they die. They make examples of them. I'm talking recent days that this has happened. They hang them in the square in front of everyone and saying, this is what happens if you collaborate with the enemy. Now, some of the guys I'm working with are collaborators, and they have given information in the past. One of the guys, he was tortured. This is a guy who I have a new Bible study going with a group, and this one guy was strung between two trees. He was caught by the Palestinian Authority as a collaborator. He was in a prison. They were going to kill him. And every day they would come to these prisoners and say, okay, tomorrow's your day. You'll be killed. So it was a means of torture. But also they took this one guy out. They tied him between two trees in the mountains of Samaria where it's very cold, it snows in the winter, completely naked, and they left him there for 3 days. And once in a while, they would go out and throw water on him, cold water on him. So, you know, they had different ways that they torture people. This is a group of people that I really I have a heart for, because they're caught between the Palestinians don't like them because they're collaborators to Israel, and the Jewish people don't trust them because they're Palestinians. So who comes by to love them? And I think it's our Lord. And the Lord works through us, a few of us that are helping these guys, and they see the love of God, and they want to become Christians, believe it or not, because they don't like the violence of Islam. They don't want to be a part of it. And so they know that there's got to be a God of love, and they reach for him. And we actually have a new person that learned about this the other night and wants to be baptized. So when these people want to be baptized, we try to take them to the Jordan River, and when they go down and they wash away Islam, they say, and they come up as believers in Jesus. And this way, they do not want to go attack their neighbors. Palestinians that become believers want to love their neighbors, and they learn to love their neighbors. It's one of the main things we teach them, is to love their neighbors. And they're an influence on all the people around them, their family members, their neighborhoods, and they lead them to the Lord, who learn to love their neighbors. So one by one, things are changing, but very slowly.
But it's so slow. And basically, of course, the problem is there any place the Palestinians can go to get away from this horrible thing? Can they get into Europe? Can they get into the United States? Can they get into other countries and take their families and get away from this whole region of terrible violence?
You know, they really can't, because once you have, a lot of them have Jordanian passports, because the so-called West Bank was the West Bank of Jordan, and Jordan occupied that area, so they're Jordanians, but now they're calling themselves Palestinians, and these people don't have travel documents to leave. A lot of times the Palestinian Authority will not let them leave, and they're not allowed to fly out of the Ben-Gurion Airport because they're Palestinians and not trusted. They could blow up the plane. So they're stuck in the West Bank. I did get one guy asylum in Europe, and part of his family was able to get out. But the ones that are over 18 are not able to get in the country and stay because they can't get asylum, because European countries do not want to receive the Muslims anymore. On their passport, on their birth certificate, when you're born in the Middle East, it says you're born as a Jew, a Christian, or a Muslim. And on their birth certificate, it says they're a Muslim. They don't want to have Muslims come to their countries anymore because they're not integrating. They're just practicing Islam, and they're growing in their countries. So these boys who became believers are stuck. They were denied asylum, and now they will be sent back to the West Bank, which means they'll be going in front of the Palestinian Authority, who they spoke against. And they know that they are believers, Christians now, and that is worthy of death in the Islamic culture, in their laws. So we are fighting like crazy to get these boys to stay in some European country. the West is getting afraid to receive these guys, because if you go against anything that they want to do or say, they will start burning tires, burning stores, vandalism, the whole bit, and cause riots, just like they do in the Middle East. And the police don't want to deal with that. So it's really a difficult situation for the guys I work with. They're stuck. They're really stuck, and there's no way to get them out. And I can only help them with ministry material, some clothing, food. I bring things to them as I can and try to give them a better life, teach them how to work where they can have a good trade, because in the West Bank, they don't have many trades that they can do. There's not factories, and they don't use the money. The Palestinian Authority does not use the money to help the population. They want the population to become militia, either Fatah, Hamas. They are farmers, olive groves. There's no work. They all flock into Israel and get permission to work in Israel by the thousands. Every day I see Palestinians out in front where I live, and they're waiting for someone to pick them up to give them work. So it's a very hard situation for the normal Palestinians. But then you have the Palestinians that are very militant. And there was actually a parade and demonstration in an Israeli village, which is mainly Muslim. And they were walking through the streets. They were on the Democratic Front for Liberation of Palestine. And they had guns, automatic rifles. They had, you know, they're dressed up in their military fatigues and their faces covered in Israel. And Israel was very concerned because the police, the Palestinian police, who America armed and trained, are not stopping these people. They're out, you know, when they say liberate Palestine, they mean liberate all of Israel from the Jewish people. That's what it's all about for these militants. So it's very dangerous. You got the dangerous people, which is half, I'd say half and half, but I really don't know the statistics. But now the Palestinians are out to kidnap soldiers, the IDF soldiers.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock. And if you have a question, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Cheryl Hancock, and she's just saying they have so many innovative things over there in Israel. Certainly, they have a means by which, certainly here in California, where we supposedly have a drought, where we'd be able to certainly to learn how to drip irrigate and how to be able to function. Israel certainly always has a shortage of water, and yet, of course, they've devised techniques by which they certainly do not have certainly difficulty irrigating their crops. And so if California were to adopt many of these techniques and approaches used in Israel, this would not be a serious problem. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to know what's going on over in Israel today, Cheryl is over there representing KFAR and certainly getting information for us on a regular basis so that we can share it with you so that you will know what is really going on in Israel. And basically, of course, the people are trying to eke out a living. Certainly, there's a number of very good corporations over there, but there's a lot of poverty as well, and Cheryl certainly points that out. Now, one of the things I understand, Cheryl, is that they passed legislation so that the Orthodox Jews are going to be conscripted into the military, as everybody else is, and the Orthodox Jews are not very happy about that. What about that issue?
Yeah, that's huge over here also. As you know, in the Bible, it talks about the Levites, the priests had to stay in the temple, do the sacrifices, and they had certain jobs. Well, today, the Orthodox Jews, they believe their part is learning Torah, learning the Bible, and that's it. That's their contribution to Israel. But, you know, back in the old days, there were a lot less ultra-Orthodox or religious Jewish people, and so Israel was able to carry them. And when they became a state in 1948, there was a small percentage, and they decided, well, okay, we'll let these people study, and they'll be our priests, you know, and but now there's hundreds of thousands of them, maybe tens of thousands, but there's 300,000 that actually demonstrated last week. They closed the streets of Jerusalem. Everyone was warned to stay away from Jerusalem. And all of these ultra-Orthodox Jews demonstrated, and it was a prayer rally, praying to the Lord that they would not have to go into the army and that they would not have to work. And it's really a drain on Israel society, and I respect them for learning so much in the Torah and sharing that. But also, the kids that do go in the army, everyone's drafted here, girls and boys, girls for 2 years, boys for 3 years, as soon as they come out of school. So it's only fair that they do some kind of service. They don't have to go on the front line, but the government's saying, do some kind of service, work in the hospitals, clean tanks, do something, and then afterward, try to get a job so you can contribute to the society. So taxes in Israel are 18%, so that the rest of the Israelis have to cover these people. They also get donations from America so that they don't have to work. They can only study. Now, a lot of them study because they really want to become rabbis and leaders, but some of them just are doing it so they don't have to work, and the Israel government sees that going on too. but they are trying to get them in, and they're fighting it, and now they want to make it a sentence to go into jail if they don't listen to their draft orders. So it's a divide between the secular Jews or the semi-religious Jews and the ultra-Orthodox right now. Huge problem for Netanyahu.
And this is
but
something
he's got to carry it through.
This is something entirely new. Certainly, ever since 1948, the Orthodox haven't had to work or to participate in the military, and now why they're passing legislation that will require them to do that. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria. Is Syria simply stable, or what's going to happen there? Will Assad's government survive with the radical Islamist al-Qaeda take over Syria? Certainly, what about Turkey? What about there? Is there instability there, and how is all of this impacting on Israel? But first of all, let's look and see what's going on in Syria. Does it look like Assad's government is going to survive?
Well, he's doing better than everyone thought he was going to do, and that's because he's got the help of Iran, he's got the help of the Shiites from Hezbollah, he's got Shiites coming over from America, from Germany, from Europe, from Saudi Arabia, all these different Shiite people. But there's two sects in Islam, and one is Sunni and one is Shiite. So they're fighting against each other, and the battleground is Syria. And so they're having a lot of backup. They're getting weapons. They're able. They have they can do air strikes, and they're bombing villages where the Sunnis are. And there's over 1 million refugees now running into Lebanon and different countries, Jordan, wherever they can, to get shelter and living in tents, and it's a horrible, horrible situation. But, you know, when we as Americans try to support the Sunnis to help the people, we're not taking into account that we're helping people that are killing Christians in Syria at the same time. They're going into Christian villages and raping the nuns, and they're beheading the priests. They are not for freedom of religion or democracy. They're for Sharia law, which is Islamic law.
And the gentlemen, this is what they're doing. You're not hearing about it in America.
Yes, Sunnis are.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium,
iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Cheryl was simply saying that things are at a state of turmoil in Turkey. The Turkey, which in the past was in quite good terms with Israel, is turning against Israel. The Jews who lived in Turkey, many of them are picking up and leaving because Turkey is becoming much more of a radical Islamic country, and the Jews there are not safe. They're moving elsewhere. Now, then I started to ask about what's going on in Egypt. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have any questions about what's going on in Israel or that part of the world, the information you're not going to get through regular channels, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because once a month we have Cheryl with us. What's really going on is happening over in Egypt and there in the northern part of Africa. And is that going to have an impact on Israel?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the army overthrew the government, we know, some time ago, and that was Muslim Brotherhood. They do not want Muslim Brotherhood in control and to impose Sharia law on the people. A lot of the people in the army and the secular people just want to have normal lives. But also recently, Egypt, now the military took over, and they're going to have elections. But in the meantime, they saw that Hamas in the Gaza Strip was helping Muslim Brotherhood. They're a military wing of Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas is. So they actually blew up some of the tunnels, the smuggling tunnels from Egypt to Hamas to Gaza Strip, and they made a big divide between the two, and they outlawed them. They said, now Hamas is a terrorist group, and we won't deal with them. So that's a good thing for Israel, so to show that Hamas is a terrorist group. But the bad thing for Israel is we don't know who's going to take over. We don't know if they're going to keep a peace treaty with Israel. And in the meantime, in the Sinai, down below, that Egypt is in control of, you have al-Qaeda groups, you have all these different renegade groups, the terrorist groups that are taking over. And there's always people getting killed in the Sinai, and the military is trying to attack the Muslim Brotherhood that are down there because they're attacking the military in Egypt. They still want control of Egypt. So the Sinai is a very dangerous place. Eilat is the southernmost city in Israel, and they had a rocket come in from the Sinai. So now these people, al-Qaeda and different people in Sinai, are firing into Israel. So Israel is getting it from the Sinai. They're getting it from Hamas. They're getting it from Lebanon. They're getting it from Syria. So it's just another problem until Egypt can get it under control, and hopefully somebody good will take over there and keep the peace with Israel. We'll see.
Well, my understanding is that the head of the military there is certainly going to be running to become the next president. Is that correct?
Yes, he is. He's very well-liked. He's the one that overthrew Muslim Brotherhood, but he's not well-liked by half the people who, of course, voted for Muslim Brotherhood. So there's a big divide, and there's constant fighting. There's constantly people getting killed over there with the two groups against each other. Yes, he's going to run, so he's pretty brave.
Do you think that the majority of the people will back him, or do we have any way of knowing?
Yesterday I heard that a lot of people will back him. The ones that were against Muslim Brotherhood are backing him. So if anyone won, it probably would be him. So I don't know who the other people that are running yet. So they're trying to keep Muslim Brotherhood completely out of it, though, out of the race.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is the radical, you have to go way back. The Muslim Brotherhood was created in 1928. It was actually initially funded by MI6, British Intelligence, and they funded it till the end of the Second World War. And then, of course, the CIA got involved. Why? Because we wanted an enemy, and it doesn't make any sense. Why would you fund something that radical, which... But then, of course, we live in a world gone mad. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you? How can they subscribe to your reports, get your information, and support you financially if they want and to want to help you in your ministry over there among the Israeli people and among the Palestinians as well?
Well, the best way is to email me directly, and my email address is reporting from Israel, all one word, reporting from Israel at gmail.com.
Now, reporting from Israel at gmail.com, reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Go ahead.
Yes, and then I try to do an update twice a month at least to let people know the different points in the news that the West is not getting. So part of it is news. Part of it is what the Lord's doing here, because I am a Christian, and I think it's very important that we see during these hard times how the Lord's moving, because that gives us hope. We see souls being changed. We see lives being changed here, and that is exciting. So in order to get on that list, you'd have to email me, and that's the way to reach me.
And basically, Barbara and I are on that list. We get the email each time it comes out. And Barbara and I do support Cheryl because we believe in what she's doing. We believe it's important. There's something that we're a little too old to be doing, going over there, working in Israel and working with the Palestinians. But of course, Cheryl certainly is over there doing what we are incapable of doing at this time. Well, a telephone number if you have a question for Cheryl, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What about Jordan? Is Jordan fairly stable? Certainly, they've got an awful lot of Palestinians there. And what about the King of Jordan? Is he a good ruler?
Well, so far there's peace between Jordan and Israel, and we know that he said things against Israel. They stopped businessmen from doing business with Israelis, and so there's a problem, but there's a peace with Jordan. It's a good neighbor so far, but Jordan is also getting mad at Israel because of the peace talks, and they're trying to negotiate between Obama, Kerry, Netanyahu, and Abbas, which is the leader of the Palestinian Authority. They're trying to negotiate what's going to happen, what's the bottom line to get peace in Israel. And so as this comes up, Jordan was in control of the Temple Mount, of East Jerusalem, of the West Bank, because it was the West Bank of Jordan. And now it's Israel, Judea and Samaria is what we're talking about. And that's where the Arabs, the Palestinians, live. And they want all that land to themselves, and they're telling Netanyahu to give up all of the land, even down to the Jordan River, which would be a very bad security problem for Israel. As you know, I told you, rockets are coming in. And the closer they are in Israel, more land that they own, the rockets will be coming from those places, which means they could fire at planes coming into the airport. There's only one airport in Israel, and so civilians are at risk. So with the peace talks, Jordan said they're very angry about the Temple Mount right now because there's a bill in the Knesset that they want to pass to let the Jews go on the Temple Mount and pray. Israel actually won the Temple Mount back and East Jerusalem back in 1967 from the Jordanians. So the Jordanians were pushed back. But Jordan is saying that they don't want the Jews on the Temple Mount praying. The Palestinians don't want them on the Temple Mount praying. So the Palestinian Authority went to the UN Security Council this week, and they told the Security Council that the Jews are doing illegal activities and they need to be stopped. The illegal activity is praying. And as you know, Israel's a democracy, and they're supposed to give everybody rights to go on the Temple Mount and to worship. There should be freedom of worship. But Jordan and the Palestinian Authority do not want this. So Israel has to negotiate with Jordan in some of these peace agreements. And Jordan does not want the Palestinians to live in Jordan because they tried to overthrow the government of Jordan some years back. They don't trust the Palestinians. So they're saying, you keep the Palestinians there and keep the border, keep security on the border, because we know that if you don't keep security, the Palestinians will not secure that border, and they'll be flooding into Jordan. And Jordan does not want that. It's a big mess.
Yes, it really is. And, of course, Barbara and I have been to Israel on 6 different occasions. And, of course, when we first went there, there were a lot of places you could go that you can't even get to today. And it's certainly at one time why we were able to get into the Dome of the Mosque, that beautiful mosque up there that has the gold dome on it. And my understanding is that they don't even allow tourists in there anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, they don't. They don't allow tourists up there. As a matter of fact, Jews went up there last Friday, and it turned out to be a battlefield. Not just Jews, but tourists went up there, and as they went up, the Palestinians were throwing rocks at them. And then the tear gas came, and the IDF had to go in and stop all of this before too many people got hurt. But when the Palestinian people said this is what they're provoking, they say that when the Jews go up there, they're provoking the Muslims. And so the Muslims, of course, are going to, you know, start attacking Jews. So it's the Jews' fault that they're attacking, and so the Jews need to be kept off the Temple Mount. So it's really the places like you went to years ago, yes, they're being shut down to Christians and to Jews, even some of the places that are Jewish sites like Joseph's Tomb. Joseph's Tomb is a place they go to, and they worship God there. But that's in the middle of a Palestinian territory now, and most people are attacked when they try to go there. So the Muslims are taking over the sites, the Jewish sites, some of the Christian sites, and it's very difficult to get to the places that you used to go to. You know, and part of that, I need to add that the Israeli government is adding places for tourism, for tourists to go to, places that have never been opened before. So as some places close down, other places are being opened. But they want to have the freedom of religion, the people here, and I think it's only right that they have that.
I agree with that. Well, Sydney, let's go to Susan, who's calling us from New Mexico. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Susan from New Mexico. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'd like to ask, I go to church services here where there's a lot of talk about this is the end of times, and that it's all going to end with the destruction of the temple. And it's like a give-up attitude here in America. I mean, you know, in the area that I go to, in churches that I think are worth going to. And I think that's really the wrong attitude because we don't know. And I'm wondering what your perspective is. It seems like a lot of good is being done, but there's so much bad, especially by the Islamists, that through the oil profits fund the terrorism, and it creates such a problem. And the world is dependent upon the cartels that the oil is run by Muslims.
Right. And basically, of course, you're absolutely right. There's an effort to neutralize the Christians, in my estimation. Oh, don't bother to do anything. The Lord's going to be here next week. And basically, they've been saying this for hundreds of years. I believe the Lord is coming. I don't know when he's coming. I think we are to occupy and do the best as long as we are here. And this could be a matter of days. It could be a matter of months. It could be a matter of years. It could be decades or centuries. We don't know. And I think there's an organized, orchestrated effort within the Christian church to neutralize the Christians. I think they've done a great job. What are your thoughts on that, Cheryl?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Christians. The Arab Christians in Israel are joining the IDF, the Israel Defense Force. And they want to help with fighting, you know, against terrorism and all these things. But as they join, and a lot of them, you know, are considered Palestinians, they are being attacked by the Palestinian population, the Muslims. They don't want the Christians to help. So it's causing a rift between the Christians and the Muslims in Bethlehem and Jericho and Nazareth and different areas. So that's one thing that the Christians are trying to do their best to be Israeli citizens and the ones that live in Israel. But also we know that the times that we see at hand right now, they're escalating, and war is imminent, and it's going to come to a head because all these countries around here do want to wipe out Israel. We know that from the scripture also, that the nations will surround Jerusalem. We know that they will come from the north, and we read all these things. We don't know when, as Dr. Stan said, but also, we know that the Lord will intercede someplace here. And we know that the eyes of the Jewish people will be open and they'll come to know the Lord. So my focus as a Christian here is to keep my eyes on the Lord, knowing that each person that I talk to could possibly become go into the kingdom of God and understand what's going on. So the hope is within us that we're going to be with the Lord forever. And what's going on the ground is very temporal. And I really don't believe it's going to get any better. When they say peace, peace, there really is no peace. I don't care how many things they signed. They're allowed to sign contracts and lie because Muhammad, their leader, did that. And the Muslims are following their leader. Russia is in on it. They're sending weapons to Syria, to Iran. They're helping. And because they're making money off the weapons, China's getting involved. So it's a huge thing that's going on here. But our eyes need to be on the Lord, as you were talking about, Susan, and not be doomsday people, but know that we've got something better, because we need to look up. Our redemption draws nigh. It really does.
And I think our job is to do the best we can as long as we're here, and we don't know, and neither does anybody in your church. So is there anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to say that our energy independence is critical. Energy independence,
right,
meaning,
right,
you know, all of the oil that we can drill for, you know, outside of the Arab countries, and the fracking. And we have to work really hard on that, because that gives them the power.
Well, basically, Susan, if you certainly follow the message we have, we carry the book, certainly by Lindsay Williams, The Energy Non-Crisis. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Lindsay. We have the largest supplies of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. In fact, certainly, it's estimated that certainly another 5 years why we'll be energy independent. But we've got some fantastic supplies that have not been developed, where they've lied to us about everything. So basically, you're absolutely right. We certainly do not have to worry. We just need to develop what we have. And
yes,
if you listen to our programs regularly, hopefully you'll get an entirely different view of the world, because reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Just so much gratitude. Thank you very much.
God bless.
I can't believe what you do, Cheryl. Okay?
Okay. And if you have a chance,
come visit.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Dave calling us from Central New York. Hi, Dave. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Cheryl, I'm wondering, for new Arab Christians or Jewish Christians that come into the faith, how exciting is it for them to hear, maybe for the first time, about the return of Jesus Christ? Would you speak to that?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing that we teach them is to love their neighbor, because it's so important that they get information from the Bible, from the Word, and not from the media and their leadership. And then they know that they have a family all over the world. And whenever groups come to visit me, I usually take them to the villages to meet the people that have become believers. So they see their family is huge. And so they keep in contact and know that they have family around there, around the world, and they know that they have a different life. They know that, like you just said, that they're going to be with the Lord forever, and that gives them hope. So a lot of times, you know, the leadership in the Palestinian Authority will tell them that to blow themselves up, and they will have the 70 virgins, and they'll become martyrs. But in the kingdom of God, they will have eternal life with a God of love and peace. And that's really what they want. And that's what they're learning. And it's exciting. It's so exciting. I can't even explain how exciting it is.
And
that's how they're leading other people to the Lord.
Okay. Anything else, Dave?
Well, yeah, in relation to them hearing that Jesus Christ may warn he's going to return, what are their thoughts on that?
I didn't hear the question.
Well, he was asking, certainly, when they hear that Jesus Christ is going to return to earth, basically, because it takes a long time, they have to study for a long time before they get into that. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is simply saying something very, very important. And that is, of course, that Israel has found large supplies of natural gas and oil. And certainly it's offshore, it's up of the northern part of Israel, but it's on Israeli land, or at least Israeli sea frontage. And basically, there's enough there for what, for centuries, do you think?
Yeah, they said enough to supply Israel for almost forever. They were saying there's so much that they can sell to even Europe now. So they really made a big find.
I mean, this is amazing. We're not hearing about these things here in the United States. God bless you, Cheryl. Thank you very much for everything you do. One more time, get your webpage out so people can get in touch with you.
Okay, the email address is reportingfromisrael, all one word, @gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
And Dave, you can even email me.
And we can talk further about your question.
Reporting from Israel at gmail.com, or certainly and look up Cheryl Hancock's website. God bless you, Cheryl. Thank you for everything you do. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay, and thank you for your support, too.
Good night.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Cheryl Hancock, and we do hope you enjoy our monthly conversations with her. And whenever Cheryl gets over, we spend some time with her. We certainly enjoy her personally, and Barbara and I, my wife, do support her. We think she does a wonderful job. So this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. I should say our ministry, because it's my wife and myself together. Our Radio Liberty, and certainly if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day, archived, certainly live 4 hours a day, where you can watch our DVDs. You can actually certainly read our newsletters. We have a section there called Items on the Web, where we post things that come in, I think, are significant, and you can go there. We have a section on the Georgia Guidestones. We have all sorts of links to other ministries we think are important. We have a link there to a section on symbols. There are all sorts of mystical and certainly occult symbols. You'll see them every day. You'll never recognize them, but it's important you know that they're there. There is a supernatural element behind everything, a mystical element behind everything going on today. You do not want to become fixated with it. You certainly don't want to tap into this, but you need to know it's there. And so basically, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't actually heard our 4-CD set on the supernatural, because it has interviews with William Kennedy, who died under rather mysterious circumstances at 59, we actually have another 4-CD set called the AIDS, it's by Constance Cumby, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and you can get that 4-CD set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to certainly get our health products, we have all sorts of things which we sell, whether it be the health products, Miracle 2 soap products, or whether it be the Berkey water products, certainly would it be even carry certainly spices and things like this. We do all of this to raise funds so that we can maintain our network of stations out across America, indeed all across the world, where you can hear our programs on regular radio, on shortwave radio, on FM and AM radio, on the internet, certainly, and you can hear it on that certainly telephone in the afternoon, but it's all expensive. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. From the mind.